The Secret Tradition by Shelby Goff. Community service is a part of life that I grew up with. I don't schedule weekly donations to the food bank or present fried chicken to every homeless guy I see on the street, but my mother and I try to add some spice to their Thanksgiving every year by volunteering at the small homeless shelter, Angeline's. Although meeting new people and getting the leftover food is fun, my favorite part is the secret whipped cream eating contest the kids hold every year. It's been 8 years and we've never been caught. After all the homeless people arrive, all the adults leave the kitchen to greet them. That's when the contest officially begins. A sentry guards the door while we sneak into the refrigerator to steal as many cans of the foamy substance as possible. We then leave the kitchen and walk by the adults, carefully stashing the cans under our aprons. In the main serving table, I place the cans underneath it, concealed by a big flowery tablecloth, while we serve the homeless. Luckily, no one ever checks there. After everyone has been served and the adults are busy conversing, we take the cans into the back room to start. I don't eat all the whipped cream. It would make me sick because I'm lactose intolerant. Instead, I am the judge. I get the pleasure of watching the other kids stuff their faces until they're ready to puke. Each contestant sits at the table with three cans apiece while I watch carefully, equipped with napkins and a stopwatch. As soon as everyone is in the right place, I start my stopwatch and the mayhem begins. I'll never forget the laughter that echoes through the room. I remember the giant gobs of whipped cream splattered across the floor by the messy eaters. With all the mess we make, I'm shocked that we can clean it all up without getting caught. Sadly, these traditions do not last forever. Unfortunately, the center was closed down last year due to the lack of funding. Even though I may not spend Thanksgiving there anymore, I still smile when I remember the ridiculous grins of the kids with their faces splattered with the foamy white stuff.